Welcome to another Stain Gang podcast as we talk about Midwestern State softball with head coach Kalina Bryan. As Midwestern State gets ready to play a home game this weekend, it's been 26 days between home games for Midwestern State, a 10-game road trip, and you were at Lubbock last week and had a 2-0 lead in both of the games last week against Lubbock Christian, so you got off to good starts in both games anyway.
Yeah, I liked where we came out energetic and came out and scored early. I mean, that's always exciting when you can score early. I think for us right now, it's just being able to maintain that lead. And usually it's one inning that kind of puts us in a unfortunate situation. But, you know, we eliminate those mistakes. We take care of the ball. We just keep having base hits and keep, you know, winning every inning. I feel like the outcome is going to be different, but really happy with how we came out both games. And I thought our offense, you know, did a good job of coming out and swinging early and producing runs.
What keeps you from producing throughout the course of the game? You're getting off to those good starts. How come you're not able to add runs later in the game? I mean, I know that's a $64,000 question, but
yeah, I mean, it's a flip of a coin question, but I feel like it's just the sporadic hits, you know, being able to piece those together. I think we've had multiple times where, you know, we've had a runner at third base with two outs and we just need that base hit. And so, you know, I think we left 8 on base game one. I don't know how many game two, but that's runs for us. That's runs. And so not as sporadic with the hits, you know, finding a way to piece those together and being able to have runners on with less than two outs is going to be a big deal too, because I feel like we're getting those hits sometimes with two outs, or we need those base hits or those timely hits with two outs. So, you know, just putting those together more often.
Does it hurt your team that you don't have much power in the lineup?
It doesn't hurt our team. I think that, you know, I think it solidifies that we're not a long ball hitting team. We're more of a gap to gap hitting team. You know, right now I think consistently we have 3 slappers in the lineup. And so being able to utilize our feet, our slappers do a good job of seeing a lot of pitches, you know, working deep in counts and finding ways on base. But it's really, I think, the middle portion of our lineup. You know, we've got some solid hitters. I mean, Chip went, 5 for 6?
She's on fire.
Yeah.
And it seems like every time we talk, her average is going up. And I was just looking at some of her numbers for the season, and she's got multiple hits in each of her last 4 games. She's hitting .408 now. She started all 24 games this year, and she's got at least 1 hit in all but 4 games this year. And she's slugging .474. She's got 15 RBIs for you. And she's kind of a Swiss Army knife for you.
Yeah.
She can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just a testament to the preseason and, you know, her being selected as just a player to watch and, you know, somebody that's going to potentially stand out. And
I would say you got that right.
Yes,
she is a player to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she is such a tough hitter at the plate. She's composed. She knows what she's trying to go up there and do. And, you know, she's always going to be a tough out like we talked about. But Chip is just a great player all around. You know, she's a fun player to watch defensively. I know she made a couple mistakes, but, you know, there was a play that it was her backhand up the middle and she lays out and makes that play. And that's huge. And, you know, I hope it gave her confidence. I hope it gave her some momentum going into, you know, her next at bat. But she doesn't play like a freshman, which is really exciting. And for it to have a player that's composed and confident in what they're, you know, what they try to do, Chip knows that she's not a long ball, you know, type of player. She's going to find gap to gap shots. She's going to find base hits. You know, when there's runners in scoring position, she's going to do what she's got to do to be able to drive those runs in. So, really exciting things from her. You know, again, we put her in the 4-hole. She's not a 4-hole hitting, you know, a hitter by any means.
Not a stereotypical 4-hole hitter.
No, I mean, she doesn't really look the part, but I think she's living up to the hype. So just really excited about what we're seeing from her offensively. But I would say that, you know, it's not disappointing that we haven't hit a whole lot of home runs, because to me, home runs don't win games. I think I've been a part of a game before where we've hit 4 or 5 home runs and we still lost that game. So for me, it's just about, you know, being able to produce base hits. And if that's changing our approach at the plate from at-bat to at-bat, you know, not taking good pitches and taking those bad pitches and swinging at the good ones. I mean, that's kind of our nemesis right now is, you know, we take the good pitches and we swing at the bad ones. So just adjusting that mindset, having a better understanding of what we're trying to do in the situational hitting, but a lot of hitting is just mental.
How do you go about correcting that when you've got a team that's letting the good pitches go by and swinging at pitches that may not be in the wheelhouse? How do you go about correcting that as a coach?
You just talk about, you know, whether you're going to be aggressive early in the count. As a pitcher, your job is to work ahead in counts. And so, you know, if that's a first pitch strike, then we're going to attack that first pitch strike. But you know, hitters talking to hitters within the at-bat, I think this is such a big tool that you can utilize to your advantage. You know, you're seeing something and then you carry that into the next person that's on deck and you talk to them about what you saw and just communicating that. And that takes time, getting people on the same page and, you know, being able to recognize what they're seeing and then being able to vocalize to the next person.
You mentioned with Chipper that she has an idea what she wants to do. Does that come in the preparation leading up to the game? Is it watching the pitcher in the circle as she works? How does she know what she wants to do at the plate?
I think Chipper is just a knowledgeable kid. She understands the game really well, and she's been coached really well. You know, coming in, some of the stuff that she's doing is not something that we've taught. And, you know, just being able to have that foundation coming in, obviously we want to build off of what she's already really good at and just build some confidence within her. But, you know, a lot of those things she came in already doing. So I think that that just says a lot about the type of player she is and the knowledge that she brings to the game.
And the coaching that she's had,
yes,
up
absolutely.
To this point. Somebody else who we should probably talk about that's been swinging really well for you is not just swinging well, but getting on base. And I know when we first talked, our first podcast, you talked about you wanted good at-bats. And Erica Barasubia probably gives you good at-bats more than anybody else,
yeah,
or as much as anybody else anyway. And she's leading the team in on-base percentage at .453 and has reached base now in 14 consecutive games. She's tied with Haley Acosta for the team lead with 16 runs scored. And then she's also got 8 steals and 11 attempts. How would you assess the way, first of all, about Barasubia, and then how do you assess how you're running the bases?
Yeah, Erica, I mean, there's a reason she's at the top of the lineup. You know, for her, it's finding ways to get on base, you know, whether that's putting the ball on the ground and making them make mistakes or drawing walks. So, you know, she does a good job in the leadoff spot. I mean, she gives us quality ABs every time that she goes out or up to the plate. So, you know, happy with her and happy with the success that she's seeing. You have to have somebody that is going to start the lineup and really sets the tone for the day. And I think Erica has the ability to do that. And then when she is on base, she is a threat. So, you know, she's been caught stealing a couple times, but it's something that, you know, you have to be willing to take chances and be aggressive on the base paths. And, and so, you know, we've been able to manipulate some situations and put some people in motion. But, you know, she's such a big threat. I think she bunted at Lubbock, and it was a fantastic bunt. And the third baseman comes in and makes a great play. You can't ask for more in that situation. So, you know, we've been able to do some stuff. We were able to execute some things at Lubbock, and I was excited to see that. The more manipulation, the more chaos that you create, I feel like it puts, you know, teams kind of back on their heels a little bit. And
it puts pressure on the pitcher as well.
It does. So, you know, I'm always trying to find ways of, you know, how can we manipulate this situation? You know, if a pitcher's throwing really well against us, how can we manipulate her? Maybe she doesn't field bunts, you know, too great, or she doesn't throw to first base. That's a thing sometimes.
No, so, absolutely.
She has trouble throwing to first base. I mean, we're going to try to manipulate as much as we can. And, you know, again, Stormy Daniel comes in as a pinch runner at Lubbock. We still first base. We still second, and then we still third. And
she's 7 for 7 on, yeah, stuff. She has not been caught stealing
so,
this year.
Yeah, knock on wood. but you know, it's a tough threat when you have speed. Like, you really can't teach speed. It's something that, you know, we're thankful that we have, and we're going to utilize that as much as we can. So.
And it's not just about stolen bases. It's getting from first to third. It's scoring from second on a on a blooper.
It
does seem like you're running the bases well.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to try to push runs, which is something that we really have struggled with, is just getting runs across the board. So we're going to try to push as many runs as possible. And you know, a lot of times I tell our players, like, they have to come in, they have to make a good play, they have to make a good throw, they got to catch the ball, and they got to make a tag. So all of those things. But going into this weekend, you know, I'm excited to see how we perform, you know, against Eastern New Mexico. West Texas is ranked number one in the country right now. And sometimes in order to be the best, you got to play the best. So we are going to have a little bit different look this weekend. We've got some nagging injuries, but you know, we have some players that are stepping up into different positions that they haven't played this year. So just shows the type of players that we have, and you know, the ability to be selfless in those type of situations.
Let's start with Eastern New Mexico, because they're a team, they're kind of a win one lose one team. In fact, they're 500. They had a 3-game losing streak. They follow that up with a 3-game winning streak. They've kind of run hot and cold this year. What are you expecting to see out of the Greyhounds?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a team that we match up really well with, you know, and we come out, we bring our best stuff. We're back at home in front of our home crowd, and so that's exciting. The weather's going to be beautiful.
It should be a great day. Both days should be great to be at the ballpark.
Yes, so you can't really ask for more. I think our kids are, you know, coming off of a tough road loss to Lubbock, and you know, it's right now we really have nothing to lose, and you know, the scoreboard doesn't necessarily reflect the positive things that we've seen as a coaching staff from our players and the direction that we're headed in, you know. And I would love to see at least a split this weekend with Eastern New Mexico. I mean, obviously a sweep would be great and ideal. I think this team has the ability to do that. It's just a matter of showing up and producing.
I mean, the kind of the irony is there's a lot of individuals that are doing some really good things for you. But as you said, it's just not showing up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of like finding ways to contribute those things together as a team. And you know, when your energy is good, when you're, you know, flying around making plays defensively, when you're producing at the plate, that's contagious. And so just feeding off of that person in front of you or behind you, and you know, piecing those together. I mean, we have a lot of individuals that are doing some really good things, but it's just a matter of like that coming together as a team, and you know, being able to really piggyback off of each other.
We did see in Lubbock do some take a little bit different approach in the circle. Do you follow that up this week, or should we, what should we expect in the circle this week, I guess is my question.
I mean, the plan is to go back to KK. You know, we have really tried to throw some different looks at teams, and I feel like our pitchers have done a really good job. You know, not to make it negative by any means, but we got really tight on the strike zone at Lubbock. It was not in our favor at all. And so I would like to see us kind of take that as a grain of salt and, you know, I don't know how to say this in a nice way, but, you know, not let that dictate the good things that we are doing. So I felt like Kaylin Salazar came in and she did a great job. You know, Audrey Sierra has given us some really good innings. And then, you know, KK and Izzy both have thrown really well. So
It looks like you've got three pitchers that you can really count on.
Yes. Yes, and unfortunately right now Cheyenne Florence is out with a nagging injury and a hamstring injury, but we're hopeful to have her back next week. We have a tough road ahead next week with 6 games, but you know, I feel like our defense and our pitching has really been pretty solid. It's just really been our offense, and we don't have that, you know, 2 or 3 hitters consistently that are just RBI hitters driving in runs. So if we can find ways to perform in those situations where, you know, we're able to produce some more runs, I think it'll help our pitchers out a lot.
And it starts with just getting base runners on, right?
Yes. Yeah, and we're not going to always be the traditional, you know, bunt one base at a time. Like, there are certain situations where I may not bunt, you know, and we might put a runner in motion and hopefully put a ball in the gap and, you know, score off of it. But It's just adjusting. You know, the pitching that we've seen hasn't been overbearing. And I feel like we've had some unproductive at-bats, but we just have to flip that mindset. We got to go up there and be more productive and, you know, make them make plays and hit balls hard on the line.
It doesn't seem like you're striking out an inordinate amount of time.
No.
In other words, you're putting the ball in play.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're putting the ball in play, but it's about kind of hitting it more flush in those situations. So I think we'll probably, you know, going into tomorrow, we're looking at 3 to 4 slappers in the lineup, and we're going to try to utilize our speed a little bit and try to manipulate a little bit on the base paths. But like I said, you know, we have a different look this weekend, and, you know, we're going to bring our best energy and bring our best stuff. So
I do want to touch on Sunday, as you mentioned, the number one team in the nation coming in, West Texas. I think they've got 3 of the top 4 hitters in terms of batting average in the Lone Star Conference in that lineup. That's a real challenge, but it's also something I would think your team's looking forward to, a chance to host a team like West Texas.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can win on any given day. And, you know, I think that we have a good enough pitching staff that they can come in and get, you know, ground balls, fly balls, and we can probably manipulate the situation a little bit. I know that they have some pretty big-time hitters in their lineup, but I feel like confidently, I feel like our pitching staff has done a good job of keeping people at bay and, you know, keeping them off balance. So excited to see how our pitchers match up against, you know, some of their hitters. Their pitching is going to be pretty good. But again, if you see a pitcher that you're not really facing very well, then you go to something else.
Kehlani, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for doing the podcast, and I'm so glad that Midwestern State is back home. We get to take in 4 games this week. Good luck to the Mustangs, and again, thanks for doing the podcast.
Can't wait to have you back on the broadcast. My sister said she missed you last weekend.
Oh, well, tell your sister thank you very much, and I'm anxious to talk to her this week.
Absolutely.
That's Kehlani Bryan, the head coach here at Midwestern State, getting ready for 4 home games this weekend. Eastern New Mexico in on Friday. 2 o'clock start to the doubleheader Friday. 3 o'clock start on Sunday with number one West Texas visiting the Mustangs. We hope to see you there. If not, you can see the games on Flo College. I'm Pete Stein. So long.